I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. In a grab-and-go society, it is easy to lose our connection with the food we eat and the pure joy of eating. At harvest time, members of Slow Food Denver are inviting all Coloradans to find and eat local foods. Christine Root is organizing the Eat Local Challenge.
Some of the real benefits for a family eating locally is looking at how does it impact your connection. So knowing who the farmer is that grew your food and what their values are, and knowing why peaches aren't in great abundance this year, or how come none of the apple trees are growing in Colorado, are really benefits that you start understanding how intricately connected our daily life is to the planet that we live in.
Eating local is pretty easy to do around Colorado. There are a lot of small and large farms and many farmers markets.
There are also a lot of restaurants throughout Colorado that are committed to supporting the local food economy. So they've made a commitment to buy from local growers and other producers of local food within their community. And Slow Food Denver has created an app program called the Slow Food Planet app, where people can find out who are these restaurants who are committed. It's an all-free resource.
It's free to participate, but you can pledge money at slowfooddenver.org to help local school food and garden programs, as well as grants for new healthy food businesses. The group hopes to raise $10,000 this year.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.